Look, you know, 40 miles north of Dahlonega, and like, you know, the whole gold mine thing right there. It's like, how do you compare that to Roswell, where it's just, there's nothing special about it, nothing sticks out. I don't think like I have a favorite or most interesting historic area in Roswell.
Could you describe that place that you told me about where people get married?
Oh, Naylor Hall. I have no idea the history behind it, but it's like right in the historic district. It's right on Canton Street. It just seems like a really nice facility. Like you can have like an outdoor wedding there because it's got like this big porch. I don't really know how they like the technicalities behind doing the wedding ceremony there, but it's just this beautiful white building that's right on Canton Street, and it's got this nice yard. It's just pretty.
How present were, I mean, like say the Roswell Square or the mill in like your, when you were in Roswell, I mean, did you go there a lot? Were there things happening?
Oh yeah, I forgot about the mill. At the mill, yeah, there was some stuff happening. I don't know, it seems like the mill goes through stages where it just goes downhill, like shops move out. Because I remember when I was first growing up there, like it was, they suddenly revitalized the mill. Like I guess I was about 10 years old, and so we went there and they had shops and they had like the taste of Roswell there. And but now it's like kind of in a slump again. So I know they have like a wedding hall there or something like that, but I do remember going there, and I remember like my dad's really into the history. Like he knows so much more than I do about anything with that kind of stuff. But I remember, you know, going back and seeing the old mill, which is behind the new mill. I think it's condemned now, but and just going back and seeing some of the foundation structures, some of the older buildings. But yeah, I mean, the mill used to be something at one time. It just seems to just, shops don't do well there.
Were there any, I mean, I guess big community-wide events or kind of yearly things maybe that you remember growing up there?
I remember the Youth Day Parade. I never went, but I remember it was always a big thing. Everybody had floats, different organizations. I think church groups put it on. I really don't know. But I remember that was a big thing. But again, I never went, so.
What is shopping like in Roswell? Do you stay in Roswell to go shopping, or do you go away?
Like, shopping, like grocery shopping, or shopping like retail shopping, or?
Well, I guess in this case, retail shopping.
Okay.
Probably not going to go very far to get some food.
I just certainly hope not. Well, it's kind of hard to say because it's like, there's that fine line between Roswell and Alpharetta, and so there's North Point Mall, like right across the line in Alpharetta. But I do remember, back to the whole development, this kind of connects back to that, when the whole Super Target was built there was this whole big stink because all the people that had lived in Roswell were protesting it because they didn't want the land torn up, you know, we didn't really need it, and it was just kind of like, we don't want a Super Target, it's going to cause so much traffic. But yet the Super Target has done very well in Roswell. So, I mean, there's that, but and there's, like, some small, quaint stores. A lot of the shops went up after I moved. But it seems like every time I go back, there's something new. There's, like, a new shopping center or something. But I still think people mostly go to North Point or they go to the East Cobb Avenue. I don't think people say, hey, let's go to Roswell to go shopping. So, because there isn't really a lot there to do.
Are there any, like, boutiques or stuff in the historic area?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, tourists, I think, are more interested in that than a lot of other people. I think some of the ladies lunch over in that area and, you know, go walking through the boutiques. But, I mean, there's the antiquing also. I think people go to Roswell to do that. I'm not really into antiquing, so I really took me a minute to think about that. That's pretty much it, what I can think of.
How would you describe differences between, you know, Roswell, Marietta, and Alpharetta, or are there any?
I think Roswell and Alpharetta are very similar.